This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. We have Wayne Harmon, and he is a member of the Missouri Christmas Tree Producer Association joining us. And Wayne, I recently saw a story on the national level about a possible Christmas tree shortage, maybe prices increasing because of that. And I thought maybe it'd be good to talk about what Missouri's Christmas tree supply is looking like for this holiday season. Can you tell our listeners?
You know, it's been referred to a shortage, but in reality, it's a tight supply. There are enough trees out there for people, but you might have to look a little harder to find them. This is what the National Association talked about last year, and it has continued on into this year.
And what is causing the tight supply this year and last year?
You know, it's a combination of factors. What has happened 5 or more years back, a lot of producers have gotten out of the business. There's been a lot of attrition due to farmers getting older and retiring. And then the wholesalers, the same thing has happened with them. And it takes 7 to 8 years to produce a Christmas tree. So if something happens, the result shows up that many years later. And in order for a change to be affected, we as producers have to modify what we're doing, and that result won't be seen for 7 or 8 years. So there's a lag time. So it's on the production end. And then the demand, due to the a lot of the advertising of the National Association and the States Association and the increased use of the web and people being aware that it's more green to have a real green tree than a piece of plastic, the sales have gone up each year. So there's been increased demand also.
So then what can Missourians expect to see in terms of pricing this year?
Well, it will depend on your locality. I talked with a producer last week that saw prices in the St. Louis area at a big box store, and they had increased the prices that they were offering their trees at. Now, they're bringing in trees from out of state. They're trucked in. You know, I know specifically of that instance. I would suspect that the major cities and the larger big box stores that are buying them from the producers that bring them in and sell pre-cut trees at their stores, you'll probably see an increase. That I don't think will be statewide. I know in our local area it seems to be fairly consistent from year to year. As far as the producers, those of us in the state that have choose-and-cut farms like ours, you know, we're still trying to produce as many as we have in the past years and in some cases increase production, and our costs go up. So, you know, as producers, we have to raise our costs to cover our expenses. I don't think you'll see any drastic increases. The place I think you might see a high price would be a store that's selling a premium tree that was maybe cut, say, in Minnesota or Wisconsin or Michigan and brought in.
Where can people find out information about the different Christmas tree farms here in Missouri?
You can go to the Missouri Christmas Tree Association website and see they have a locator there. I think you put in your zip code and it'll show the farm near you. There's several other national locators. The National Association of the National Christmas Tree Association also has a locator on their website, and that's the NCTA, and they're home based in St. Louis. So, you know, there are several ways to find it on the web. You can look it up by your location. And in Missouri, you can check with our Missouri Association, and those of us are listed on that web page there. You'll have a locator that'll help you find the farm.
Wayne Harmon, a member of the Missouri Christmas Tree Producer Association, joining Show Me today to talk about the Christmas tree supply here in Missouri this year. So what about the selection, Wayne? Is the selection, you said there's a tight supply. Can they expect much in terms of a different type of selection?
Well, you know, we were told early on by the people that produce them for wholesale that they should order their trees early, that they'll sell out. And there has been an increase in varieties being offered both at farms and at retail outlets. The Fraser Fir has been the number one choice. We as growers in the state of Missouri grow the Canane Fir, and that is almost identical to the Fraser. It's almost impossible to tell the difference. So we're able to grow a fir tree in Missouri and offer that to the customer where they can come out and cut that tree down, a tree that's actually growing, so you have a fresh tree. And that has become a relatively new thing in the state. The Missouri Christmas Tree Association is doing research on new varieties that we are going to have to offer to the public. A number of farms around the state are participating in this, and some of them are selling new varieties at their locations. And they're not all the same. Not every farm has the same to offer, so you'll have to check with your local farm and see what varieties they have to offer. At our location this year, we're offering pines and firs, and this is our third, going into our fourth year now of offering fir trees. So, and we are working on multiple other species that are growing that in the future will have additional varieties of pines to offer to the public.
Wayne, do you know roughly how many Christmas tree farms we have here in Missouri?
That's a good question. I think it's maybe close to 40 that are members of the association. You know, it varies. There are some farms out there that are not members of the association, so there probably is a few more than the association has members, maybe smaller locations or someone that hasn't joined the Missouri Christmas Tree Association. There used to be a lot more in the state years and years ago. As you know, farming has tended to be with fewer people, and so our business has done the same. You know, people pass on, and the farm isn't carried on by the family, and so we've lost our numbers, but you still have farms in almost every location in the state that you'll be able to find close to where you live.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, is if, you know, you can find them in virtually every region, or if we're lacking some anywhere in the state.
Yeah, and that's a good question, because we're located centrally here, just outside of Jeff City in Columbia, so we're here. There's a few around us. I know there's some down near Cape Girardeau. There's some down in the Springfield Joplin area. There's some up north east along the Illinois-Missouri border. There's some up in the St. Joe area. And Kansas City and St. Louis have farms spread out around the metropolis there. So you should be able to find a farm within a reasonable drive to get a tree. We have customers come to our farm from as far away as St. Louis and Kansas City. You know, they like coming to our farm, and they don't mind driving a little extra to get out in the country, go to a farm that, you know, they live in the city, so they get to spend a day on the farm and go out in the field, and the kids are out there, and they get to take a saw and cut the tree down, and it's quite a real Christmas tree experience. So people are willing to, you know, spend a day and get out in the country and be on a farm and enjoy themselves picking out their real tree.
I love that. I hope it's not like Christmas Vacation. Do you remember?
That's the joke. When people come in with a big tree and they got a small car. But, it's everybody has a good time, you know. And I tell our customers, I say, pick a nice day and come on out. And, you know, the weather, of course, will affect the business and how many people come on any specific day. But, you know, we're open every day until Christmas Eve. And most farms are open on weekends. Some are open all the time. You want to check with the farm you're choosing to make sure that they're open when you want to go. And, you know, if it snows a little bit, it really feels like Christmas.
Definitely. That'd be a nice atmosphere. As long as it's not too out of control, of course. But so you own Star Pines in Boonville. Wayne Harmon joining Show Me today to talk about the Christmas tree supply in Missouri. Do you have any kind of idea on what the economic impact the Christmas tree farm industry is like in Missouri?
I know our economic impact, it makes a difference to us because this is my sole occupation. And a lot of the farms in Missouri, some it's their sole occupation or it's part of what they have as income. And, you know, it's a significant amount of money. The market nationally, it mounts up to a lot of money. It's a significant impact on all the farms in the United States, both wholesale and choose and cut like ours. You buy a tree at a Missouri choose and cut farm, and you're circulating your money into the local farm, into the local community, and you're helping the local economy. So I would encourage the listeners to try to find a farm near them and go and get a real tree there because you're benefiting that farmer and that local economy, and that money circulates around 10 different times in a local economy when it's spent there. So it's that same small business awareness. That's what we are, and you know, if you want to help local, you need to buy local.
Wayne, anything else you want our listeners to know about as far as Missouri's Christmas tree industry goes? Anything you want? You said shop local, and of course, that's a big deal. And is there anything else you need from our listeners or anything else you want to mention?
You know, it's Christmas is your tradition. The family gets together around the tree, and you can make a tradition of going to the farm and picking a fresh tree. You'll be far happier with a fresh tree that you chose, and it will be fresh and safe in your home. And so I would encourage the listeners to find a choose and cut farm near there and go visit them and pick your tree out there. And what we have in the future for you is the association is working on coming up with new varieties to offer and increased varieties, so that it will only get better as time goes on. And this year, there's a number of us around the state that have fir trees to pick, which is what a lot of people like to have. Some people like pines. So by going to a farm, you'll be able to get what you're after, and you can do your checking on the web to see what the individual farms. But remember, it's a real Christmas tree experience to go out to a farm and cut your tree down.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. We are joined by Wayne Harmon, a member of the Missouri Christmas Tree Producers Association. He's also the owner of Star Pines Christmas Tree Farm in mid-Missouri's Boonville. He's here to talk to us about Missouri's Christmas tree supply this year and what people can expect. For those who have no idea where to start, where to begin on finding the perfect tree, what are your suggestions on what they need to look for?
Okay. Go into your house where you're going to display it and stand there and see how high the ceiling is and how tall you want it. So you don't cut a 10-foot tree for an 8-foot ceiling. and then spread your arms out and see how wide it can be, like if you're in a corner or if you've got a lot of space. So get a sense of the space that you're going to put your tree in. So you know, like, if you want a narrow one for a corner or you want a real robust one, a tall one, kind of get an idea by being in the space the tree will be in. And then when you go to the farm, that's what you're looking for. You go find one that matches the space in your home, and you'll be a lot happier because, you know, it won't be too tall or too short. It won't be too fat or too skinny. It'll be what you're looking for. I tell customers, and I do this myself, I'll stand and hold my hand up, and, you know, usually the tip of your fingers is around 7 feet. And you can go out in the field, and if that's the height tree you want, you can stand there and hold your hand up, and so now you know what you're looking at. You need to know where you're putting it. That way you won't end up with something that's the wrong size or shape. So think ahead, and then go in the field and remember what you figured out, and you'll be a happy Christmas tree harvester.
Once again, let's not be like Clark on Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
That tree was way too big for his living room.
Yeah, and I've had customers come back the next year and they laugh and joke with me. Yeah, we cut one, but we took it home. We had to cut 2 feet off because it was too tall. And that's why I tell people, you know, stand there and see how tall your ceiling is, because obviously it's not going to be any taller than the ceiling, or it's going to be bent over. So, you know, those are the kind of things you need to do, have a little forethought, because in the field, the tree looks smaller. In the house, it looks bigger, but the tree hasn't changed. It's just you ended up getting something that you thought was the right size, but it was actually a little bit too big. So, you know, measure your space. That's the key. Measure your space and then match that measurement to the tree you pick in the field, and that'll help you greatly. My guess is that if this is like last year, I'm fully expecting an increase in people, and we're trying to get ready for it. We saw a really good year last year, the COVID year, over the prior year, which surprised me. I didn't expect it to be that way, but I think because of COVID, people want to get out of the house, and this is a perfect thing to do. You're outside. You know, you're safer because you're not in a house, and people have been cooped up so much.
Have you ever run out of trees before?
No, we've never run out. We've maintained a supply. We used to be a wholesaler in the state, and we sold all over the state. Now we're just doing retail, and we've scaled back the numbers, but we've tried to keep enough that even on Christmas Eve, if you came out here, you'd be able to find a tree. And so we're trying to, in fact, I was just ordering trees this morning for planting next year, and I'm already planning on trying to increase the number in order to match the demand, you know, 6, 7, 8 years from now. So I'm going to try to maintain a supply and not run out. I know some places have run out. I know a lot of retail locations have run out. When that occurs, it puts increased demand on those of us that have trees. I'm hoping I don't run out, but then if you run out, that's a good thing. That means you sold them all. Yeah, but hopefully we won't run out, and the ones that are left get taller for next year, and then we have tall trees for people.
That's Wayne Harmon, a member of the Missouri Christmas Tree Producers Association. We will be back with more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.